on SEN Questions Without Notice. For Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
All right, Questions Without Notice. Between now and 9 o'clock, Geraldo will come in. Might get Geraldo in 5 minutes early, see whether he can give us 5 minutes of his very valuable time. You can join us here and play Questions Without Notice and talk about any of the topics we've discussed in the last 48 hours or so. My first one is a very easy one for you.
Why?
Tomorrow's outcome at the tribunal, please. Question Without Notice. The handing is in on the David Mackay, and the outcome is?
Mackay will be found guilty, and I think that he'll receive a penalty between 3 and 6 weeks. What do you think?
Not guilty.
Okay. Are we in a good question form slump, do you think? It's been a long time since anybody said you in particular.
No, that was
a good question.
I had a couple of hard questions.
Yeah, but that's not a good question. That's a hard question.
I think it is. I think I've taken a harder line. I haven't gone for the popular question. I've taken a much harder questioning line.
Well, I think that you've just shifted the emphasis from good to hard because it suits your argument.
Well, some people like to see the harder questioning. Ask the hard questions, they say. So I've certainly been doing that.
I thought I asked, and this is not about me, but I thought that I asked probably 5 or 6 really good questions when we spoke to Bailey Dale and then John Bark and didn't get a good question. I paused and I was watching you. You actually paused. I could see when I asked the question, you leant back and you're just ready to actually light the tobacco for me.
Righto. Is that your question without notice? Was
That's it? Mark in Invoker. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, boys.
Morning, Mark.
Hey, you guys were talking about me last week too. I've got the hip that squeaks.
Oh.
You've got the squeaky hip.
I have the squeaky hip.
What are you going to do about that, Mark? That'll drive you bonkers.
Yeah, I'm actually seeing someone today to follow up.
Inject a little bit of oil into the old hip bone? You know, the hip
socket? Yeah, whack a bit of grease and oil. That'll do the job.
What caused it again, Mark?
I had a bit of a fall in hospital after having a hip. So it's the old hip that's squeaking, not the new one.
Oh, right. So you're not going for the ceramic, though. You're going for the titanium, are you?
It's got titanium in the stem and ceramic in the
ball.
The ball part of it.
Ceramic is the way to go, I'm told, mate.
Right. Is that the cheaper version of the hip operation or not?
Let's hope not. No, it's meant to last forever.
Okay. All right. We'll test that.
What do you got for us, Marco? What's the question?
Hey, just want to quickly talk about the issue of goal kicking, which I know comes up and it's been in the media again, and probably cost St Kilda games against Sydney, Geelong and Adelaide, which would have them on 32 points. But look, I just, being a leader myself, I just think it's coming from the top. If you listen to the senior coaches, instead of really being explicit about the issue, it's the language they use. They use things like, we need to tidy things up or get more nourishment. And I just feel if you look at other sports, what do we like in the skill of goal kicking too? In cricket, is it like catching? In golf, would it be the drive? Like what? That's my hard question, I guess. The skill of goal kicking in AFL, which is really hasn't improved. What do we like in it too in other elite sports?
Putting in golf, I reckon. And you still see the best golfers in the world miss a 4-foot putt because there's the human element, which is, you know, about technique and alignment and all those things. Adam Simpson was, I don't know where he was quoted as saying, we don't put any limits on our boys for their goal kicking. And the West Coast Eagles have been the most accurate goal kicking team for a while. So maybe there's something in that.
So you're saying that they're approaching it a little bit differently than a lot of other teams out there? Or?
Well, it's been a consensus because we know it.
How real is it, though?
Well, it has been real. Now, whether it's changed.
Is it real, though?
Yeah, it has been. 100% it's been real. But in recent times.
So the sports science people.
Yes.
And the conditioning people at football clubs have prevented players from going out there and having a shot for
goal. Get off the ground, boys. That's enough.
You know that for a fact.
A fact. Get off the ground. That's enough. No more kicking. Get off.
Thanks, Mark. Gary's on the road. He's got a squeaky hip as well, I think. Good morning, Gary.
It's a big question.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Yeah, I've had 2 hip replacements and a knee replacement. I had my first hip when I was about in my 40s, all from football. And the first one squeaked right from day one. It's a ceramic hip. It's fantastic, by the way, but it's you just got to try and ignore the squeak. It's a bit embarrassing, but you got to try and just ignore it.
Gary, what does it sound like, a little mouse or a big rat? What sort of a squeak is it?
It sounds like a squeaky door. When it very first happened, I thought, far out, what's that? I nearly swore. I thought, what's that? And it was my hip. It took me a while to get used to it. But, yeah, it's actually a squeaky hip. The other hip is fine. Didn't stop me from doing anything. The hips were the best things ever. The knees, you're very hard to recover from.
Hey, Gary, does it squeak more after you've had a bath or a shower or you've been swimming?
Nah, all the time.
All the time. Good on you, Gazza. I spoke to our other man who had the knee replacement yesterday. He's still in a bit of pain.
Mike?
Yeah. Yes, he had some strong thoughts on the St Kilda situation, which I enjoyed talking to him about, but his knee is...
Was he with you or not?
Very much. Why? My question without notice to you, why isn't swimming more of a... Why do we only get involved and immersed in the sport of swimming around Olympics or world...
Because it's not a team event. The only time they represent the team is when they represent the country, and that's when we get behind them because they're Australians.
It's a great
answer. That's a simple response.
It's a great answer because I love watching the swimming in the Olympics. Maybe it is the parochial nature that we get in. Mm. But could you have a state of origin swimming?
I don't think it would. I think it's the fact that they actually represent the country.
Well, I think
they wear the green and gold.
Well, you've answered that question. Well done.
Jono is in or on the Sunshine Coast. Good morning, Jono.
Good morning, boys. How are we doing?
Pretty good, Jono. Thanks.
That's the way. Listen, all I wanted to talk to you about, the guy that rang up earlier and said he doesn't know what to tell the kids about this bump and caper and he wanted to see DeGoey do a bit more time and all this sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's consistency. You've only got to go back to round five when Tim Kelly run through DeGoey and he chose to bump him, hit him right in the schnoz, broke his nose and put him out with a weak with concussion. Now, they didn't even look at that. Mm. Now, DeGoey half misses Oliver, just brushes his hair and he gets a weak. Yeah. I mean, how do you know what to tell kids when you see these two examples? One guy goes out for a week with concussion. The other guy gets straight up and plays on.
Play the ball, Jono. Play the ball is the advice I'd give to the kids. But now that is even being challenged, which is why tomorrow night becomes so fascinating.
It is a very interesting point that Jono raises.
Yeah.
Well, what do you teach the kids?
Play the ball.
But
you don't teach your kids to do what Jordan McGowey did or what.
But
Tim
you can't
Kelly
do that
did.
Because McKay would say, well, I played the ball.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's why tomorrow becomes so.
So
huge.
What do you teach the kids then?
I still say play the ball.
What if McKay gets a 4-week penalty and found guilty at the tribunal? What do you tell them then?
Play the ball. Well, what's the alternative? Don't play the ball.
Well, I don't know what
the stand back and wait until the other guy gets it.
Well, I haven't got the answer to
that's
that question.
That's why the fabric is being questioned right now.
That's right. And always when you came through and you were playing football, then you were taught.
Thank you, mobile number 817. Thank you.
You've ruined your track record.
You have ruined. That person has ruined their track
record.
Hold
that thought, because I've got to get more news headlines. I'm getting yelled at. News headlines, Alex, please. Oh, great to have you with us. Look at the callers here. We just had a little bit of levity. Bart's in Don Vale. G'day, Bart.
Good morning, guys. The bump that McKay and Clark, I mean, he's going for the ball, so to me he should get off. But I think the AFL will have an agenda, he'll probably get 3 weeks, but he's playing the ball, and I agree with you, Gary. If you're playing the ball that, and you're not overstepping the ball, you should get off. But my concern is what happens when finals come? How many players are going to be missing prelims and grand finals this year because the stakes go up even higher? So the I know they're always the same speed, but I think it might go up another level in finals. So I think watch out this final series. Players might be missing games.
Well,
they adjust.
I think you're nearly going to rip someone's head off in finals these days to get suspended.
But players adjust. They adjust really quickly to changes in the game, the nuances and the changes in the game. They just do. They're capable of doing that. I think the heart of this, though, is what do you teach the kids who are coming through and playing the game.
What about this person says we fobbed over the Kelly incident? Was in round, what round was it? I can't even remember the count.
Did you find it?
I don't even know what you're talking about. I Googled it and I can't find it. So,
okay.
Just move on.
Off the temper text, here's a question for you off the temper text.
Yeah.
Cunnington or Patrick Cripps?
What about?
Who do you want to take?
Patrick.
Who? You take Patrick Cripps ahead of Ben Cunnington.
What are you talking about?
Well, you got to take one player or the other. Who do you choose? You're picking a team. Who do you choose to play in the midfield? Do you play Patrick Cripps or do you play Ben Cunnington?
For tomorrow?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Or for the long term?
Well, forever.
Patrick's got more flexibility than Ben.
Really?
Mm.
I'm taking Cunnington. Okay. 100% taking Cunnington.
Well, why do you yell at me like that? Like, because I've got a different opinion to you.
Yeah, because you do have a different opinion to me. Well, and I don't think you're giving a lot of thought. And I don't, therefore, I don't think that you think that Cunnington is a great player.
No, I'm happy to put my comments on Ben Cunnington on the record, and that would disprove that. Oh, let me take a break. Dan, Adrian, Scotty, David, we're going to get back to you and every other caller that rings up between now and 9 o'clock.
Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
It's natural for other clubs to mention his name. I'd be disappointed if they didn't. They're doing their jobs. So the issue with Chris is that he's acknowledged he's going to stay Geelong. He's contracted next year as well. So we're very happy to have a very successful coach, and we plan to have him here for some time.
That's Brian Cook on the Pipey show yesterday. Just for the record, once more, I've looked, I've searched on the internet. I can't find Kelly on the goalie. So that is why I can't comment on it. My memory doesn't go back that far.
Round five.
This person's the goalie on Oliver, I remembered because it happened 2 days ago.
Yep.
I can't go back to round five. I'm trying to find it. I can't find it. So please leave me alone. Just on that point.
Okay.
Because I can't remember.
Can you answer this question then? Gaz, I loved you.
I'm under a lot of pressure.
You are under a lot of pressure. That's what this program is all about. Loved your watermelon sweater you had on yesterday. What brand and where did you get it from? I loved it. What was it?
It was a Gant top, I think it was. Now,
expensive.
I've got a question for you without notice. In the current climate, Patrick Dangerfield on Nick Vlosten in the opening minutes of the grand final.
I'd have to go back and have a look at it.
No, this is one you can remember. It's a grand final. Patrick had the ball.
He went to fend.
Nick went to tackle him, put his elbow up to protect or fend or something like that, and he knocked him out. What happened?
It could be looked at in a different light than what it was back in that grand final.
David could very well be. Oh, actually, that's so. I honestly.
And you're not getting a lot of support about you backing Cripps ahead of Cunnington.
Well, I wasn't listening to your question, to be perfectly honest.
Okay, do you want to revisit it then?
I will in a minute. David in Crib Point. Sorry, David, I didn't even look at your phone call and know what you wanted to talk about. I think I stole your thunder. Away you go.
That's all right, Gary. I was just wondering if McKay gets 3 weeks for his bump, what's the AFL's messaging going to be to a Dangerfield and a Boston in that context?
Yes, so that's what I was just talking to Tim about, and I apologise again, I didn't see that's what you wanted to talk about. Yeah, I think it'd be looked at differently. Has to be then. If in fact he gets rubbed out, then that is going to be looked at differently. Too violent. Knocked out, unconscious.
Have you had a look at it again?
Oh, I can get it up. I've just got to get off
my seat. You need to. My mind is that he put his hand up to protect him and ward off Vlosten, and in the act of doing that, he collected with his forearm or his elbow on Vlosten's head.
So that can
is that reasonably correct?
I don't think there was anything in it.
No, I don't. I didn't at the time either. I just thought it was one of those incidents and one of those accidents that happens out there on a footy field.
But is that going to change on the back of what may happen tomorrow?
If it doesn't tomorrow, it may be viewed completely differently in 2 years or 5 years' time. I think that's the track that we're headed down for sure.
Dan's in Geelong. G'day, Dan. Good morning, Dan.
He's very quiet, isn't he?
Whispering, Dan.
You there, Dan?
I think he's gone.
No, he's gone. Scotty, let's try Scotty and Keelor Downs. Good morning, Scotty.
Good morning, Tim. Good morning, Gary. How are we?
We're good, Scotty. Thank you.
Next door to perfect this morning, Scotty.
Oh, good to hear. Now, a question to Gary more than Tim, but because he used to be a goal kicker as such. That incident at quarter time on Monday with, I think it was Langan, going for goal at quarter time, and he moved off his mark.
Yes.
And went to kick it, and he was in line with the mark. That is still called play on, even though he was outside the line.
Right. So my understanding is this. This is the best way I can describe it. If I've got a shot directly in front, 35 metres out, and Tim's on the mark, and I've got a little right, you know, swing to the right sort of approach to goal, then I need to go back however far I need to go back. And if it's a 2 metre variant, then I need to go, and I'm a right footer, I need to go to the left of Tim, who's on the mark, by about 2 metres. And then when I come in, the little 2 metre variant will have me kicking over the top of Tim's head. That's the way I read it.
That's right.
You didn't listen to anything I said then.
No, I didn't. I'm looking at something else.
Listen.
I looked, I Googled you, right? Because I wanted to find out how many goals you kicked.
I knew you didn't listen.
Gee whiz, I've just seen your net worth. Crikey.
Tim, don't Google me, mate.
Don't get uncomfortable. It says celebrity net worth.
30% have you got accuracy
some
rate.
Have you got some coin?
I'm watching Danger. Danger punches the ball and his elbow was up when he punched it and lost. He makes contact with Vlosten. So I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'm just going to wait and see what happens tomorrow night now. That's what I'm going to. Gee, that was unbelievable. Because the next play was Gary Ablett. So he punches the ball and Vlosten gets knocked out for the game. Yeah. And at the time you're watching it go, geez, the Cats are in trouble. There's no score on the board at this stage. So, sorry, the Tigers are in trouble. They're going to be down to three men for the grand final. And 4 seconds later, Gary Ablett gets crunched by Trent Cotchin and he's out. What a start to that grand final.
Yeah, no, it was amazing. It was amazing. But there'll always, one would hope that there'll always be provision in the game for an accident. Yes?
I'm not sure anymore.
You're not trying to be sensationalised or sensational now, are you?
No, because you'd have to say the Mackay, he didn't try to hit him in the head, so that's got to be accidental. He didn't line up Hunter Clark to hit him in the head.
No, he didn't.
So that's an accident?
No, well, it won't be deemed an accident.
It's not an accident.
No, it's not an accident.
What is it then?
If they find him If they find him guilty tomorrow night at the tribunal, they will deem that not to be an accident.
Righto. Question without notice. Is Sean Darcy, who's a big Hodor over in the Dockers, is getting some rave reviews now for his ruck work. Not just now. He's had a very good year. Geelong haven't been able to sort of hammer down their ruck spot definitively. And I know the Dockers are aware of this. I think it's on the AFL website that they're going, bugger off, you blokes. We're trying to sign Big Hodor for a long term. Would he be the answer to Geelong's prayers?
I'd have a look at him, yeah. I'd have a look at him. A very close look at him.
You'd have a look. Well, this is
they're still desperate to get the ruckman.
Are they? That's the question that you've got to anticipate.
Good question. Good question.
Thank
because
you.
Because Radaglia may be that answer that they've been looking for.
Right.
And currently they're preferring him to Reece Stanley.
Right.
Reece Stanley played some really good football last year, but now Radaglia, because of the way Radaglia plays and the impact he has still on the game when he hits the ground and his follow-up work, and he's getting better and better in those areas, then they may think that they've found the answer.
That's right. So, but then you got Hodor, who's putting himself into contention as one of the best ruckmen in the competition. He's a Geelong boy or he's a Western Districts boy. It's right there for you.
Right there.
You'd go all guns blazing, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but you don't necessarily think you're going to get a player just because they come from that part of Victoria or that part of the country. No,
don't
you don't. No, you don't.
P. Dangerfield.
Well, there's always an exception to the rule.
I just had Geelong.
Question for
you. How many goals did you kick?
426.
Right.
How many did you kick?
I've got no idea.
Tim,
I've got a feeling I kicked more than you, though.
Net worth is $8 million. Wow. And gone unders there. You've got a
Where
question.
Was that? $8 million.
Yep. That's unbelievable. That's under.
Who says that? Somebody's just made that
it's
up.
It's on the internet, so it must be
on
right.
The internet.
You kicked 335 goals.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
How many games you play?
307.
Just over one a game.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't playing as a key forward.
Pretty good.
Good question, Gary. I don't know what it was, but good question.
We're here for Kogan Credit Cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards. And don't forget the call of the year. You could win a 2021 Toyota Hilux Rugged X. I'm pleased to say that we've broken all records today on the old Temper Text machine. It's blown up. So thanks, everyone, for being a part of it.
And you're going to drag Jared in here a little bit earlier today, eh? Is it going to be Wednesdays with Waitley? Is that what you're going to start now, is it?
I floated that, but I don't know whether our producers have gone and floated that with Jared.
People know who you are, man.
So when he comes in, what do you want to talk to him about?
Well,
just other stuff that we've been talking about.
I think Jared likes to come in and have a little light-hearted minute or two with us before he goes into three hours of his award-winning best stuff.
I heard that he might have been kicking some tyres at a tractor establishment yesterday. He might be out there in the market for a tractor, a nice Lamborghini tractor.
Right, to drive around his house in Glen Iris or wherever he lives.
Yeah.
No, he wouldn't be getting a tractor. That's stupid by you.
Well, he might get a farm as well then.
Well, he could. Let's get him in here and have a chat with him next. Geraldo.
That was Questions Without Notice for Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.